you turn with me tonight in John, the 12th chapter. Hallelujah. I'm going to take this out. I play with these stands. Right. Don't realize what I'm doing. John, the 12th chapter, and reading verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Sister Rutledge got a little bit on what I was going to talk on tonight when she stood up and started speaking with the help of God. And I feel God in this tonight.
Hallelujah.
John, the 12th chapter, reading verses 1 through 3. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him.
Yes.
In verse 3, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The last part of this verse is what I want tonight. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. The house was filled with the odor of the ointment. My Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
My God, for everything you've done for us tonight. My
yes.
Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to move in your word tonight. And Father, we pray your anointing upon it, oh God. Speak to souls. Move in lives, my Lord.
Lord.
Move as you desire to move tonight. We give you the glory and the honor, my God, for this service tonight. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Jesus came to Bethany, came to visit a friend, Lazarus.
Right.
A friend that not too long before they told him that Jesus, Lazarus is sick and is going to die. We want you to come. The Lord tarried in his coming, and the Lord waited until Lazarus had already been dead.
Amen.
The Lord came and he rose this man back to life. And now the Lord went to Bethany to see his friend. He stopped by to see Lazarus. As he was there, they made him a supper. And at this reading, this part of this reading tonight, we find that Lazarus, the man that had been raised from the dead, was already sitting at the supper table. He already was sitting with the Lord, already communing with the Lord.
Sure.
And Martha, the sister of Mary, she was already serving the supper. She was there also in the presence of the Lord. She was bringing in the food. The disciples were there. All of them gathered around the table. And these two were already there. But Mary, this precious, precious woman who loved the Lord in such a great way. Mary knew the Lord was there. She knew that he was sitting at the supper table. She knew that right about now that Martha was bringing in the meat that she prepared. She knew what was going on, and she desired to see the Lord. Mary loved the Lord in a deep sense, in a real way, and she desired to see the Lord. But there was something taking place in the Mary's life that she herself didn't even realize what was happening at this time. As Mary was somewhere off, maybe in her own room, she was waiting. And she was preparing to go and see the Lord. As she waited, she thought, now, Lord's there and I want to see Him. I want to go out there and talk to the Lord. I could just go out empty-handed. I could just go out and say, Martha, do you want any help? And I could serve the Lord. I could just go over and say, I want to sit down and talk to you, Lord. But Mary said, I want to do a little more. I don't really know what I want to do. I don't really have any idea what I'm thinking about at the moment. But I want to do something for the Lord. I want to show Him that I love Him. I want to let Him to know beyond any doubt that I love Him. As she waited, she began to look around her room, whatever had taken place, and her eyes were fixed upon the box, the alabaster box filled with ointment, a costly thing. We are told that it was the average yearly wage of a man back at that time. Ointment that was priceless. Something that an individual woman of that day could be proud to have and that she could wear. As Mary sat there and wanting to do something for the Lord, she looked at it. She saw it and she said, that's it. Now again, I could go out and say, I love you, Lord. But that's cheap in His hearing. I could go out and say, Lord, I've waited for your coming. I've longed for your appearing. But that doesn't really mean anything. I could go out and say, Lord, I worship you. But really, that isn't saying a whole lot. But if I take that ointment, I take it out to the Lord, that's saying something. Then I'm showing something. I don't want to just say I love you, Lord. I want to show you. I want to show you how much I love you. My Lord. Mary walked out of the room to see the Lord. She walked out with intention, I'm going to see the Lord. But she walked out with a box of ointment under arm, a praise offering to God, a worship to the Lord. She walked into the room. The disciples sat around the table, and those who were there, Lazarus was there. Mary walked right by old Peter and didn't say one word to him. Walked by every one of the disciples and never even said, how you doing? It's good to see you. She wanted to see the Lord. She didn't want to waste her time at this moment just talking. She had a praise within her heart.
Hallelujah.
She sat there and was on her way to see the Lord. She was crying out in so many words, something is within me. Something is crying to tell the Lord I love Him. Something deep inside is wanting to praise the Lord in a way that I just don't know how to do. So she walked into the room. She walked to where Jesus was sitting. She walked over and didn't say one word. She knelt at the feet of the Lord. And there she broke open the box and washed, anointed the feet of the Lord and dried His feet with her hair, praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. A love offering. Now Mary could have gone in, said, now, I've got the ointment. It's priceless. Lord, here it is. Here's a box of ointment for you. Here's a praise for you. I love you. This is expensive. Here it is. Go ahead and take it. Mary said, no, that just isn't what I want to do. That doesn't satisfy the longing. That doesn't feel what I'm desiring to do. She said, I could have gone in and just poured the ointment over his head and it could have just ran down his body. I could do that. But no, I want to do a little more. I'm going to go. I'm going to kneel at his feet. I'm going to humble myself. I'm nothing. I'm going to kneel at the feet of the Lord. I'm going to pour the ointment myself. I'm going to give it to him personally. I'm going to wash his feet. I'm going to dry his hair because I love him. I want to show him how much I love him. A praise unto God. A praise with the ointment. She loved him. She loved him. She wanted to show him. It's as simple as that. She wanted to show the Lord just how much I love you. I love you enough to wash your feet. I love you enough to kneel. I love you enough to do something that some people are going to say you're a fool. I love you enough to do something that my own brother and sister are going to say, Mary, you're foolish. I love you enough to do that another individual has not done. I love you, Jesus. And I want to show you. I want to show you, Lord, the worship, the praise that Mary showed to the Lord as she went in and applied that ointment. She applied that wonderful perfume, the aroma. There on her knees at the feet of the Lord, Mary found a church. There she knelt at the feet of the Lord. Mary worshiped God. There as Mary began to wash and anoint the feet of the Lord, Mary was praising her Savior. She was showing her Lord. She was doing more than telling Him. She was showing her Lord how much I love you. How much I love you. And that floor of that house that she had walked on many times, and it really meant nothing. But from that time on, it became a tabernacle to her. Because there's where she showed God. There's where she showed her Lord how much she loved you. I want to show you, Lord. I want to show you. Other people follow you, Jesus. They walk with you. They tell you they love you just to get the blessings from you. Just that you may restore the sight to the blinded brother. They tell you they love you just to stand beside you. But Lord, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Lord, I'm tired of telling you. Lord, I don't feel like I'm reaching you with my words. It's time that I act upon those words. I love you. I love you. I love you. I want to do more. I want to do more. I've got to show you. I've got to show you. As she was there, the verse of the scripture, in the third verse, the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. The house was filled. Everyone, every person in that house received the effect of Mary's worship. Every one of them, in so many words, reaped the benefit from the worship of Mary. Every one of them was able to smell that sweet and precious aroma. Every one of them knew what Mary was doing. It was all over the house. Everyone could smell it. The neighbors that may have stood outside because they've heard of the Lord, that aroma would even leak out the window a little bit. And they could smell that precious worship that Mary was giving to her Savior. The house was filled with the worship that Mary brought to her Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. The worship show me. My Lord, I know you love me, Mary, but I'm sitting here waiting for you to show me. I'm just coming tonight. I'm coming to your house for supper that you may show me how much you love me.
Hallelujah.
The Lord went on. He left after this ordeal, after this great praise. He walked out. He left. He knew how much Mary loved him. But he left. The disciples left. Several days had passed, and maybe those in the house and those around, they forgot all of the things that Mary had done. They forgot about the foolish act of Mary kneeling down. They forgot all about this woman bringing this priceless perfume and breaking it and pouring it upon the feet of the Lord. They forgot all about this woman that had done such a thing. They forgot even about the visit of the Lord, maybe himself. They forgot that he sat at the table. But there was one thing they could not forget. As they woke in the morning from a night's sleep, the aroma of that worship still lingered in the house. The aroma of that strong perfume had almost embedded itself into the walls and the furniture round about. Every time they breathed, they could smell that praise of Mary. They could smell the worship that Mary sold to her Lord. The praise that filled the house. The worship that individuals wouldn't have to say, well, did she or did she not? When Mary was through loving her Lord, everybody that was close around the house knew that she had worshipped the Lord. They knew that she had just been talking to God. The worship.
Hallelujah.
The worship, the lingering smell of the praise remained.
Hallelujah.
It filled the house. As Mary came to the Lord, as she waited for the time to go out, wondering within herself, her heart broken and saying, I've never really showed him. But as she came with an idea in her mind. What do I have? I have nothing. I don't sing any songs in the street corner. I'm not any great talker. What can I do? Mary might have thought within herself, I'm so small. I'm nothing in the sight of my Lord.
Yes.
I can do nothing. Well, Lord, all I have is an alabaster box filled with ointment. That isn't too much, Lord. It cost a lot in this worldly thing, but that isn't too much.
Lord.
But it was the greatest thing that Mary could bring the Lord.
That's
at
right.
That time. A praise. How much do you love me, Mary? How much do you love me? I've heard you tell it to me many times, Mary. I've listened to you tell me you love me many times. When I rose Lazarus from the dead, undoubtedly Mary said, I love you for it, Lord.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly she said, I appreciate it, Lord. Undoubtedly she said, Lord, it just thrills me to see you do these. But my God was saying to Mary, show me, show me, show me. And when she decided to really show the Lord, everybody around saw.
Hallelujah.
That aroma, that odor, that sweet smell filled the house where Mary was.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, the house was filled. Was filled.
Thank you.
Was filled.
Thank God.
My Lord. You and I tonight, many times, each of us, we think, I'm so small. I don't really have any great talent or ability to do anything for you, Lord. I've talked to saints that have said, well, I can't stand and sing like so-and-so, and I'd love to be able to stand and move congregations like some of these that can sing, but I can't. There's no use in me getting up and trying it. There's no use in me getting up and trying to do some of the things that others can do. And many times we sit back and we say, I just don't have anything. I feel so small. But still in every one of us that serve the Lord and that love the Lord, there's a longing that cries, I want to show Him. I want to worship Him. When I just come and I sit in the church and sit in the pew and I really don't seem to take much part, I'm even backward and it's hard for me to stand and testify, Lord, why did You ever save me? I'm nothing. But in every one of us again, there's a longing that cries, I want to show the Lord. I want to show You how much I love You. I want to show You just how much I care. I want You to know it, Lord. But how can I do it? How can I do it? Each of us, we feel that desire to find that depth and that walk in God. Each of us, I'm certain, we see the need to draw closer to God. And many times the questions come back, how, God, how can I?
Hallelujah.
Down deep in our souls, tucked away in each one of us, every saint of God, every individual, there's an alabaster box of ointment. It's down there deep inside. We've got to bring it out. Sometimes we've got to be like Mary and say, I just want to see what I can do. Open your eyes up, Mary. Open your eyes and just look at the box. Look at the ointment that you've had tucked away. Take that to the Lord. Take your praise to the Lord. Show the Lord by that ointment. My Lord. If I just open up my eyes, if I can just open my spiritual eyes, all that God asks from me is my worship. He never once said, now, I want my saints to stand up and every one of them to sing a song. He never asked that. He never said, I want a great talent from you. He never said, I want to see you do things. All He's ever said, I want you to worship. I want you to praise. I want you to love me. My God, let that ointment be applied to the feet of the Lord. Let's worship God with all of our souls. My Lord. My Lord. The ointment. Precious, sweet odor. God asked for it. God asked for it.
Hallelujah.
No, I have a praise tonight. Down inside. Believe it or not, God waits for me to bring it to Him.
Hallelujah.
It's true. Every one of us tonight that has come, every one of us, whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, you have a praise that God longs for you to bring to Him.
Right.
And you're the only one that can bring it.
Right.
I may come and touch God and bring out that praise that I have, but God still desires that ointment that comes from within you. And it's there. God desires it. God has sat service after service in many of our lives and longing and crying and saying, Son, when are you going to praise me with that ointment? Son, when are you going to worship me? Son, when are you going to just get beside yourself a little bit and not really care what others are going to think, but really get down to business and worship me like I've been asking for you to do? When are you going to let that ointment come out? When are you going to wash my feet? When will you humble yourself down and kneel before me and really praise me and really worship me? The ointment's there. The praise is there. God longs for each of us to bring it to Him. We've got to see it. We've got to move it. I can't do anything, God. I don't have anything but a praise. I came tonight, God, maybe with not too much of a song, but I came to praise You. God, I came tonight and all I brought with me is a little praise. But God is saying that is all. That's the simple truth of it. That's all I want you to bring to me. That's all I expect when you gather into service. Just praise my name. Just worship me. Just show me honor. Just show me glory. That praise, the sweet aroma of the worship. You can tell. I know I can. And we can tell the services, the difference when we come. During that day that we set some time aside, and we said, now God, I'm going to pray, I'm going to love You for the service. I'm going to thank You for what You're going to do before it ever comes time. You can tell a service when some of the saints sat down and began to pray or knelt down. You can tell the difference. You can tell when it's happening. I know in my life the services that I really, when I really get down to business and commune with God before it takes place, I mean stay there till I've talked to God, not till I'm tired. But when I've worshiped God and showed Him all the honor that I can at that moment, I come into the church, I come with a praise on my heart. There's a praise within my soul. As Brother Morris said, he couldn't wait for things to get going tonight. He had a praise down inside. You walk in the church, you walk in the doors, and you sit. Every prayer that is prayed, it's beautiful. Every song that is sung, it's the prettiest song you've ever heard in your life, because you're praising God. The love is there, the worship is there, and that's what God has asked you to bring to Him. That worship, when you come, I've come to services, many of them people, they may come and everyone else may say, oh my, it's a shame, we just don't really have it tonight. And you're sitting over there with a big old smile on your face. You're ready just to do anything that anybody asks you to do. You're so much in love with God. Why? Because you've been praising God before it all began. Someone will say, well, we just didn't get it off the ground tonight. Maybe the preacher will say, well, it just doesn't seem like it's going to go tonight. But all the time you know in your heart that you've touched God. All the time you have broken open that box and the ointment is just about ready to spread out. Within your own house, the ointment, that sweet aroma has filled your own house. Every song you sing, a little bit of it comes out. Every time you stand to praise the Lord, a little bit more begins to seep out. When you testify, everybody in the house of God can smell the ointment. Everybody can tell that you've been praising God. My Lord, it filled the house. It filled the house. When I stand with a real praise, I guarantee you, if I really have it, you're going to know it. If I really touch God, you're going to know it. You're not going to have to say, well, does He have it or does He not? You're going to know I have it. My Lord. My Lord, the ointment, it's there. It's there. I've seen the times that one saint of God that began to worship in a service, and before you realize it, it's caught everything up, and the entire service has been lifted up by one saint. By one saint. Why? Because the praise just cannot help from escaping. The worship, the smell, the aroma, it cannot help but escape. And just one little breath, one little smell of it, it's going to cause me to jump into it. It's going to cause me to get on fire. It's going to cause me, when I see you worship, it's going to cause me to begin to worship. When someone else sees me worshiping, it should cause them to desire it just a little bit more. And before too long, the entire house of God is filled with the ointment, with the odor, the worship that we've given to God, the praise that we've cried out, the odor of our praise, it lingers.
Hallelujah.
It lingers.
Sure.
It lingers. It's there. It's there. And the effect of one worship will have an entire effect over the service.
Right.
It can make a service. We want those saved in our services. We want revival to break out in a great way. Worship God.
Worship God.
I want to see souls that have prayed for some time receiving the Holy Ghost. We need to have an atmosphere of worship like we've never had in our lives. I need to come determined to touch God with my worship like I have never prayed before to touch God. And then the souls will receive the Holy Ghost. And then the sinner that has walked into the doors, they walk into the aroma of the Holy Ghost. They walk into the atmosphere of God, and they cannot help but say, there's something different about that church. There's something unusual about that church. And they're going to, before they realize it, they're going to be right in beside us, praising God, worshiping God. Praise the Lord. Our worship, our praise, the ointment. Mary couldn't wait to get at the feet of the Lord to bring her worship, her praise offering. Because as she knelt down, she didn't take time to open it. She broke it and anointed the feet of God. Oh God, Jesus, I've just been waiting all day to do this. Jesus, I've just waited till this right moment. I'm going to wash your feet. A praise. A praise.
Hallelujah.
A praise. A praise. A praise. The worship. The worship that we bring. It filled the house. And I can sense through a spiritual smelling that the holy, holy reverence of worship. The spirit of worship is here tonight. My word. The lovely, lovely act of worshiping God, it has taken place. And the Lord, when He begins to smell it, when that goes up, the Lord looks down to see what's happening. The Lord says, my people are worshiping me. I'm going to go down and visit for a while. I can smell the worship of my saints, my sons and my daughters. I'm going to go down and visit them. I'm going to go down and meet them for a while. And He's here tonight. He's here tonight. How'd I know it? Because I can feel Him. My Lord, somebody's been worshiping. Somebody's been crying to God. Somebody's been praising the Lord. And that sweet presence of God is walking with us tonight. Hallelujah. Fill the house. Fill the house, my Lord. Let's stand tonight, church. Praise the Lord. You know, services are made long before we gather together. Long before the first prayer is prayed or the first song is sung. The service is either made or it's broken by how we've worshipped. My Lord, my Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to ask us for a few moments, saints, to bow our heads and close our eyes. Everybody, if you will. And just a silent, reverent sort of manner tonight, I want you to let your heart talk out to God in a great way. There's souls that need the Holy Ghost here. You say, well, you haven't told any sad stories tonight. Why should anyone want to come? I don't need a sad story. So, well, you haven't even talked about the flames of hell. That won't stir a sinner. The worship of the saints brings the presence of God. The presence of God is the convicting power that will cause a man or woman to come to this altar. Will you pray tonight, saints? Let your hearts talk to God. Let Him talk His souls tonight. God is dealing with. Tonight, if you do not have the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you how you can receive it. You come to this altar like Mary came to the feet of the Lord, kneeling down, humbling herself and saying, Lord, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. A proud heart never received the Holy Ghost. A proud man or woman never received the Holy Ghost. But it's individuals that come and humble themselves that have received God. Lord, I'm nothing, but I come with a praise. I can't wait till I can come to that altar tonight. I can't wait till I can call upon Your name and pour my offering out tonight to You. I want to worship You, Lord. I want to love You, Jesus. I want to praise Your name. Would there be one tonight that desires to receive God? One tonight that would say, I long, there's a longing within me to receive the Holy Ghost. There's an emptiness, there's a void. I need to receive the Spirit of God. Would you join these that are coming? Would there be others? I come because I desire to touch You, God. Oh, I come because there's that feeling, that sense. I need You. I need You. See, it doesn't take a sad story when the saints begin to worship. That draws the heart. That moves the one that needs God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These will receive the Holy Ghost. If we provide an atmosphere of worship for God to move tonight, to walk and begin to talk to them, it filled the house. Our worship tonight, we need to fill this place and let God move. These souls should receive the Holy Ghost tonight. That's the will of God. My Lord. Go and ask Brother Rutledge to come tonight to do as he feels. But let's worship throughout the remainder of this service. These souls may receive the Holy Ghost. Let the ointment, let the praise continue up to God.